Well, I'd say that I've learned through the years that you just can't orchestrate a squad. You just can't control competition. Players have to go out there and decide that for themselves. That I don't know how they're going to play and how they're going to compete against each other and how it's going to turn out. So I think you want to try to, you know, set up good competition on your team and then let the players decide it on the field based on their performance and give them an opportunity and let them make the decision for you, really, is what it comes down to. And that's what we've tried to do. So as I tell the players at the beginning of the year, whatever you get here is what you earn. So, you know, what's your role on the team? Whatever you want it to be, whatever you make it, that's – it's not me to decide that. It's not up to me to decide that. It's up to you to decide that as a player. So that's really how we try to approach it. And as we see how it unfolds and how the players perform relative to each other and relative to the overall team, then we try to play to our strengths and do something to where we think maybe we have a deficiency or potential weakness.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I like it. I mean, you've got to play them sometime, so...
But in a lot of respects, I think it's easier to go from, you know, training camp heat to Miami heat than it is to go from December to Miami heat in December. So it's more of a contrast. And I feel the same way going the other direction, too. When you're a team that plays in real warm weather, it's, you know, a lot easier to play, you know, in the north in September, October than it is in December and January. So, I mean, I think that's just normal. But, look, in the end, it's about conditioning. It's about performance, and you know, your team has to be in condition and be ready to play in whatever the situation is, and being able to play under pressure. And you know, the preseason games it's just not the same pressure. It's just not the same game planning. It's not the same you know, detail of preparation and significance that we're going to have this week. So it'll all get ramped up, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's, you know, nice to hear that Rob's confident in what he can do, but that I really can't.
I'll have to decide. Coaching staff and I'll have to decide on how it goes during the week. We'll see what he can do and what his role is. But with all due respect to Rob, this will be a decision that we make, not one that he makes.
Yeah, good, good. I mean, Tim's a sharp kid, and he understands football and concepts and obviously learns quickly. We saw that. So, yeah, no, it says a lot about him.
You know, obviously in a game like that last week, it was pretty basic offense, pretty basic assignments. But still, he did a good job to handle that and went in and played very competitively in whatever it was, 40-some plays.
Well, just, you know, I think any conversations between myself and anybody else in the league and any other team would, you know, should remain what they were, which is private conversations. So, I mean, in the end, the bottom line is that we look at Logan is a great player, was a great player here. He's a great person. Love having Logan Mankins on this team. But the overall circumstances just didn't work out for that to be able to happen this year. So that was the result.